Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, Cabinet is meeting this morning and there are growing tensions, it seems, between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over third level fees. Let's get the latest on this now with Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Claire.
So this has all blown up over the last number of days, starting on Sunday into yesterday. Not solved today either. And it seems that James Lawless, who is the higher education minister, is in Fine Gael's bad books over this €1,000 now. And parents of third level students are really perplexed as to what exactly is going on. He is saying that the €1,000 reduction won't happen this year, is unlikely. And yet Fine Gael seem to want it to go ahead. But there's no clarity, is there?
No, there's no clarity on this. And yes, this has blown up over the last couple of days, but actually James Lawless flagged this a couple of months ago. We wrote about it at the start of April in the Irish Times when he mentioned it in the Dáil. And the background to it is that the €3,000 per student contribution fee, now that's alleviated for many students, but for many of them it's not. And as part of the government's cost of living packages over the last 3 years, it reduced that by €1,000, meaning that the effective fee for students was €2,000. Now, government ministers, including the Taoiseach Tánaiste, have been saying since the start of this year that there isn't going to be a cost of living package. All those one-off measures that really sweetened the last few budgets for people. You know, people might remember there was double welfare payments, there was double child benefit payments, there was the fuel, the energy credit, and so on and so forth. But one of the measures was this €1,000 off college fees. Now, I mean, I suppose on one level, James Lawless is right. If there isn't a cost of living package this year, as ministers have been saying, then there isn't €1,000 off your third level fees and they'll go up to €3,000. But that's pretty unpalatable for lots of people. It's very unpalatable for Fine Gael, which, because during the general election campaign, people might remember, Simon Harris pledged to abolish third level fees. And in the programme for government that the two parties agreed at the start of this year, there was a commitment to reduce the cost of going to college. So those two positions are now in conflict and will have to be resolved at least before the budget, if not before.
Yeah, it's just hard to figure out this morning. And we've had Pascal Donoghue asked about this on his way into Cabinet and Simon Harris, but neither of them are saying you're going to get the €1,000 reduction this year. Pascal Donoghue saying, explaining how the reduction came about, and then saying that we're going to have to move to having more normal budgets. Now, that's not telling anybody that they're going to have to pay €2,000 or €3,000 this year.
No, it's not. And that's a pressing matter, you know, even just today, so that the last day for CAO applications and for people to change the CAO application, those sort of costs will have a bearing on what courses that people might apply to. So, you know, it is something that will be a real concern for people. Now, you know, James Lawless has pointed out on a number of occasions that an awful lot of people get support from the state. Either don't pay these fees or they get help with them. But, you know, we have an awful lot of third level of people going to third level, and a lot of them don't get support. And not all of them are people for whom €1,000 one way or another doesn't matter all that much. An awful lot of people it matters a lot to, particularly if you have more than one child in third level. So you've got to think that there would be a political imperative to give some clarity on this soon enough. The problem is that, of course, it's all tied up with budget negotiations, and that is a very complex and multifaceted thing that goes on in government and isn't due to conclude until the start of October.
But you've got to tell people before we get to the autumn what the situation is. As you say, on this, they're going to have to clarify what they're going to do and do that pretty quickly, it would seem.
It looks like we're still at the stage of people staking out their positions. Bear in mind as well, I suppose, that the Taoiseach is away in Japan this week, so won't be chairing today's cabinet. There wasn't a meeting of the leaders last night as there would normally be on a Monday night, and might perhaps be a forum for resolving this, or at least coming up with some sort of a position that can tide them over until the decisions are made. Now, got to think it's not beyond the wit of man to have to come up with that over the phone or something. And maybe that's what will happen today. But as of now, we have the two sides that are staking out their individual positions. And in a way, I think that this, as a political row, it has a bit of potency because it goes right to the heart of how Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael see themselves. So Fine Gael very much, and Simon Harris last night in a voicemail message to his, or a voice note message to all his TDs, talking about how he understands that, you know, Middle Ireland is still feeling the squeeze. And that sort of sense that Fine Gael has of itself as the defenders of Middle Ireland, people who get up early in the morning, who pay for everything, that sort of thing. And Fine Gael's, or Fianna Fáil rather's, idea of itself as slightly more social democratic in its outlook, and less in favour of universal benefits, more in favour of means testing and things like that. So I think it is a political row with a bit of way to go yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's why Minister Lawless on Drive Time last night had that unfortunate choice of words where he questioned whether it should be given to billionaires and people, as he said, at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I suppose that is an argument that goes beyond just this issue and this particular benefit. The argument is always that, well, you know, why should Michael O'Leary get child benefit when people, you know, who are on much, you know, on very modest incomes could always do with more help for the state. And it's an argument that, you know, there's never a resolution to one way or another. There's always some class of a compromise. Some benefits are universal. Others are means tested and so forth. But so I think we're right in the middle of that right now from a you know, sort of philosophical point of view.
Well, let's talk about what else is happening at Cabinet today. There's going to be a number of housing related memos, one of which is a plan to monitor how effectively local councils are delivering social housing. So there'll be a sort of a rating system now, won't there?
Yeah, Harry McGee is reporting on that in our paper this morning, and he's talking about it being an effective league table of how the 31 local authorities are performing on the delivery of social housing. I mean, one wouldn't wish to be cynical, naturally, Claire, but if one
naturally
were, you could say that, well, you know, this might give, you know, this might give government somebody to blame when social housing targets are not reached. But there does seem to be a very significant differential between what some local authorities do and what other local authorities do. Micheál Martin himself was complaining recently about the performance of Dublin City Council in providing social housing, where there's very obviously a very pressing need for it. So I think the idea is that, you know, if you sort of name and shame the social, name and shame the local authorities that are underperforming, that this will spur them to greater heights. I mean, I might have my doubts about that, but you can see what they're trying to do.
Now, budget matters up for discussion. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council will be at the Budget Oversight Committee today. What's that about?
Yeah, again, you know, the whole of government is moving towards, you know, one of the biggest things, if not the biggest thing that it does all year, which is deciding how to spend resources in October's budget. And as part of this process, the Fiscal Advisory Council, and they're the sort of budgetary watchdog, they're an independent budgetary watchdog, which was one of the measures that was taken after the financial crisis back in 2008-2011, the idea being that they would keep the government on the straight and narrow when it comes to budgetary policies. And they're always in favour of things like counter-cyclical budgeting, you know, when the economy is thriving, that the government should pull back in order to give itself the resources to intervene more forcefully in the economy when a downturn comes. The problem with much of the advice given by successive fiscal councils, and there's been a few iterations of it since it was set up, the problem is that it's, you know, it gives advice that might be very sensible, but is not terribly politically palatable. I mean, we're talking about pulling back on, the start of our conversation, we were talking about pulling back on those supports for third level students. From a purely economic point of view, that might be a very sensible thing to do, but if it's politically, it's a very hard sell. So they'll be in at the Budgetary Oversight Committee. We reported this morning on the opening statement of the chairman, Seamus Coffey, and it's full of that sort of stuff. It's warning, in fact, that it expects current spending, and this is aside from capital projects going balubers, that current spending it expects to be $2 billion over budget this year. So there is obviously a problem with certain departments not being able to keep to their budgets and so forth. So it's going to flag that up amongst other things today.
Right, and that's $2 billion additional spend is before we come to the review of the National Development Plan, which is expected to lash more money into that area as well. Pat, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much. Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times. Now, we're going to hear soon about calls for a ban on HHC, that's the dangerous drug, contained in some vapes and edibles and available legally for sale or purchase in Ireland right now. Up next, though, we'll get the latest on those tariff negotiations kicking off in Washington, D.C. later today.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.